At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Carol, when you were in school and maybe you got a bad grade on something or you were frustrated at your teacher, how did you handle it?
Well, Tony, I got a lot of bad grades when I was in high school. I really didn't care.
Well, but there you go. Yeah.
But I do get why, once I got to college, I really, really, really did care about my GPA. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting a low grade on a final exam that pushed me down from an A to a B. And I was upset about that. So I went to the instructor. I asked if there was anything I could do to increase my grade. Could I write a report? Could I do something? So I went to the instructor myself and he let me write a paper. He's like, if you're willing to write a 15-page paper, I'll increase that grade if you write a good paper. I'm like, okay.
So what you're telling me is that you didn't go to the teacher that gave you the bad grade and beat them to death with a baseball bat.
Right. I'm telling you that.
That mm-hmm. was something. Was that up for consideration? Was that like option A, B, or C, or maybe D? Or was that not even like in the letter choices as far as options go?
I would have to go with E, none of the above.
None of the above, yeah.
I did not, no. Like, I just find that insane. And I know there's a lot of pressure on high school kids to keep their grades up so they can get into the college they want to get into, because a lot of times you have to have a certain GPA to get in there.
Well, and it's not usually like one of those things that colleges look at nicely and go, oh, yeah, you beat the Spanish teacher to death because you're getting a bad grade. Of course we're going to admit you. I don't think that the college was probably even on these kids' mind, is my guess. But it is shocking. The teens have pled guilty to beating their Spanish teacher to death. This is in Fairfield, Iowa, with a baseball bat. Both have now changed their pleas to guilty before a trial was actually set to start this week. Two high school students from Fairfield, Iowa, admitted taking part in the ambush and murder of their high school Spanish teacher, who was beaten to death with a baseball bat in a park. They both changed their pleas from not guilty to guilty first-degree murder. The trial was scheduled to be going on last week, but that has since changed. According to the prosecution, Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodall, were both 16 at the time. They attacked Nohima Garber in 2021 as retaliation for Miller receiving a low grade in Garber's Spanish class. Both now admit they attacked Nohima Garber, who is 66, as she was walking along a park trail on November 2nd, 2021. Goodall told a judge that Miller brought the bat used in the attack. Investigators discovered then on the afternoon of November 2nd, 2021, Miller and Garber met at Fairfield High School to talk about his grade in her class. Authorities claim that Garber later drove her van to a park where she was known to go for daily walks after school. Less than an hour later, witnesses spotted her van leaving the park with two males in the front seat. after a witness informed authorities on posts on social media about Garber's killing. Investigators named Miller and Goodall as suspects. An associate of the teens came forward regarding messages Miller and Goodall had sent, according to court documents. And according to the records, the messages contained specific details of the disappearance and subsequent death of Garber, as well as a potential reason and plans for concealing it. Investigators said that her vehicle was found abandoned in a rural road. A witness later received a call from Goodall and picked them up as they walked to town. Police said that Miller expressed his frustration with the way Garber taught Spanish and how low a grade he had in the class was affecting his GPA. Oh, we actually did care about his GPA. I'm kind of surprised.
This is going to up your GPA.
You're like, I'm going to go beat her to death and this will help.
Now you have no hope of changing your GPA. You could have come to some sort of an agreement.
Miller first denied any responsibility in the disappearance of Garber, but he later stated he had knowledge of everything but did not participate. According to court records, he initially claimed that a roving group of masked kids were actually responsible for the murder, which actually is quite common if you're in Chicago. That's happens all the time.
Fairfield, Iowa, every day. Yeah. I'm sure it happens there.
And they forced him to use his wheelbarrow to help move her body and to drive her van out of the park. Goodall says they planned the killing for about 2 weeks after Miller asked him to help. Goodall has agreed to testify against Miller at his trial. So they planned the killing. It wasn't like we're out here, you know, they planned on killing her.
Mm-hmm. They grabbed the baseball bat. They went to the park where they knew she would be. And then they drive her van off and park it on a rural road. Like, they had thought it out. But the crazy thing, well, there's so many things about this. But, like, okay, we'll blame it on a gang of roving masked kids.
Because those are always wandering around the park there.
You know that when they said that, the cops had to have done a visible eye roll at the time.
Yeah. On November 2nd of 2021, I met Willard Miller at Chautauqua Park.
Chautauqua. I used to live on a street named Chautauqua.
Chautauqua Park, and I understood that he had intended to kill Mrs. Garber. Goodall said as he entered his plea, he said Miller brought a bat, among other supplies, to go through with the murder. After he had struck Garber, he then moved her off the trail where I then struck her, and she died as a result, Goodall said. Afterwards, we removed any evidence that we could. Assistant Attorney General Scott Brown indicated he would propose a 25-year minimum for Goodall and a 30-year minimum for Miller. The difference is that Goodall has cooperated with authorities, Brown explained. Sentencing dates for the teens have not been announced. I just hate these bullshit proposals of what they... 25 years for killing? No, how about the rest of your life? How about no chance? And we're not going to allow you to get your GED in prison either. You forfeited that part too. And how about, or even better, does Iowa have the death penalty? Let's make it a capital case. I don't know if they do now, or not.
He did say he would propose a 25-year minimum.
Minimum.
So they could easily give them more, but he said at least that much. So we'll see what they end up getting. But, you know, it makes no sense to me that you get the low grade, you disagree with it, you're frustrated with your teacher. There's so many ways you could deal with that. You could first go to your parents and express your concern about the teacher. Then they could maybe help you address that with the school administration. There's so many ways that you could address that. You don't kill your teacher.
Well, people are doing such extreme things because they can't cope with anything anymore. And that's usually the answer. It's like, that made me upset. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't do that. You know what? Society, the rest of us here in society that are trying to live in a civilized society, we're sick of you guys that are doing this sort of shit. So I think we need to do something a little bit more extreme than just prison anymore, because it doesn't seem to do much. I don't know. Was there more law and order back in the day where there was like, hey, it's the weekend. The criminals who've done horrible things, they're going to torture and burn them in the town square. We get a bunch of food trucks, go on out there and do things the old way for the horrible, horrible human beings that we have in our world. I don't know. Would that maybe be a little bit of a deterrent to the 16-year-old that's like, I'm going to get a baseball bat and beat my teacher to death, when last weekend, you know, the whole family went down, had a couple tacos, and watched the last person to do that burn to death at the town square? you know, and then everybody.
That used to be a thing. They would pack a picnic lunch and do it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that would be a little more of a deterrent. I don't know. I mean, I'm speaking somewhat facetiously, but everything just seems so out of control, and the reasoning of individuals or the lack thereof and the lack of coping mechanisms and skills that people have is extremely dangerous.
Here's what I don't get about this case. Here's one of the things I don't get about this case is the kid's dad and his teacher. He decides he wants to kill her. I'm assuming this guy Goodale is his best friend. So he goes to him and says, I want to kill the teacher. And this kid's like, all right. And they went along with it.
Well, I know the argument that's going to be made is no, kids' brains aren't fully, you know, they're not fully developed yet, and their reasoning skills aren't quite there. I'm sorry, if by 16, your reasoning is, your answer to the problem is to beat your teacher to death with a baseball bat, there ain't going to be much hope for you for the rest of your life. If at 16, you are thinking this is a good idea, your brain will not develop any better if that's where you're at.
Right, and how do you not... At 16, you know, your friend comes to you with this proposal. How do you go, okay, and not go, oh my God, he's going to kill somebody. I have to let someone know. Something is might be my best friend, but this is effed up and I can't let this happen. How is that not your default? How do you just, okay, I'll go with you. Let's put a plan together. She goes to the park every day for a walk. We could just beat her to death. And then they drag her off. And this kid, the best friend, I'm assuming, is the one who hits her the last time and actually kills her.
Well, and what, did they think they weren't going to get caught? Do they think they're just going to find this body? And then they got rid of the Spanish teacher. And that was the end game, was no one's going to know who did this. Is that?
And then whatever, they didn't really say what they had said on social media. I kind of assumed it was like in private messages. But sounds like they admit.
Yeah. It's a community of 9,600 people.
Yeah. And they park her car on or van on a dirt road and then call one of their friends to pick them up on that dirt road.
Yeah.
That friend did the right thing and told officials what had happened. But how do you not stop someone from doing that? How do you just say, okay. And the kids look like, they should be normal kids.
They actually kind of do. They don't look like the type that would necessarily be killing, but they do have the dead eyes. I'm looking at pictures right now, and they have that look.
Especially the one. He really does.
Of just like, whatever, you know, whatever happens, I don't care. And it's like, well, okay.
It kind of makes me think these are two guys who, had they not done this, would be the two guys who would go in and shoot up the school, maybe.
I think it's a matter of time for them. They would have done something, without a doubt. I mean,
just have to wonder if they had fantasized about this sort of thing.
Yeah. Well,
maybe the grade was just an excuse.
I don't know. It's another one that makes you just shake your head, and I don't know. I can't wrap my mind around all these stories every week, because they just get more and more extreme and more shocking at the depravity to which human beings will go.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Hey, if you like the podcast, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You want an ad-free experience, you can get it through Apple Podcasts. You become a premium subscriber. Check that out. Even try it out for 3 days free if you want. The option's there for you on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Stay with us.